Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 22 through 24. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to." The Narrow Door. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. A man from California was visiting his brother and family. They played a fun game called Wits and Wagers. The game involves trying to guess the answers to challenging questions. For example, in pounds, what is the world record for weight lifted by a single human ear? 178 pounds. Or, in hours and minutes, what is the fastest time for running a marathon while dressed as Santa? 2 hours, 55 minutes. In today's Bible reading, Jesus was asked a challenging question. Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? Jesus doesn't really answer the question, but he does guide the person asking the question to think about how they personally can be saved. Jesus tells them that the entrance to heaven is through a narrow door. There is only one door, and it is a narrow one. Not everything will fit. This narrow door has no room for your pride or your accomplishments, no room for your money or possessions, no room for anything you think will earn your way in. You see, there is just one door, and it is narrow. But that door is open, and it leads to salvation for everyone. Come in through the way that is Jesus, the new and living way that he opened for us by his coming in the flesh, by the blood that he shed for us on the cross. Jesus understands that there will come a time when the door to heaven will be closed, so he encourages us to make every effort to fit through the narrow door. A challenging question for us is, what does this mean? This means we listen to Jesus as he guides us in his word. We humbly confess our sins each day and turn from them. We don't look to ourselves or the things of this world to find the answer of how to be saved. Instead, we humbly put our trust in Jesus, who is the narrow door and the only entrance into heaven. We faithfully study his word and are reminded time and again that it is by grace that we have been saved through faith. And this not from ourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We pray to our Lord Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the narrow door, and our only entrance into eternal life in heaven is through you. Forgive us for our sins of pride, and humbly lead us to put our trust only in you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.